Well, good morning and welcome to our Monday morning motivational call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. I know that we've got a lot that's going on out in the world right now, in our personal lives, and of course in our businesses as well. And I just wanted to sort of take this morning to let us all just sort of process through anything that we needed to process through. The topic for today was to talk about a 90-day plan and to talk about that the fact that we're getting close to the end of our first 90-day plan. And for some of you, that's going to be totally applicable, and you'll want to hear that information. So I promise that when we have 15 minutes left on the call, that we will move into that topic. But I just wanted to give people a place to just share, to have comments, concerns, any of those things that you would like to talk about, because I know that there's a lot weighing on people right now. So is there anything anybody wants to say, any comments? How's everybody feeling out there? I know some folks are doing fantastic, other folks are having some struggles. So what would you all like to share or talk about this morning? No concerns. Everybody's doing fantastic.
Well, I do have a concern. I've been thinking about this since Friday, is that, you know, and I hope this is a good time to say this, but in Jersey, we're at a price point where we're not supposed to 100% of hunkering down. And I've been wondering about in Ohio, now they're doing the same procedures. And I'm wondering, I don't think that the workers would be considered essential workers. So I was wondering, do you feel that the plant, distribution center will stay open or, to get our vitamins?
And our products, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great question, CJ. And it's a question a lot of people have been asking. And I actually asked the question last week before we got the notice that Ohio was going to be on lockdown, which it actually will be as of tonight at midnight. Shaklee is considered an essential workplace because we have supplements, we have cleaning products. And hang on just a second. We got a lot of noise in the background with somebody, so I'm going to go ahead and mute a few folks that it looks like the noise is coming from. And I see that Liz got in and Linda got in, so fabulous. You guys, if you guys don't mind, if you see anything else pop up on Facebook, it's been a little challenging to try to answer Facebook messages and to run the call. So if you guys see anything, don't hesitate to let people know to keep trying to get in. Here's what's going to happen with the Ohio, the Groveport Distribution Center. And Heather Chastain posted on the Masters Facebook page last night that we are considered essential employees because we've got supplements that are helping with people's health. We have food items like the protein smoothies, the meal bars, the shakes, snack bars, et cetera, that's considered food items, and the cleaning products. And so because of that, we are considered essential, and so Shaklee is going to be open and running. Now, Shaklee's trying to do everything they can to keep their employees healthy, though, so they can't have every single employee that would normally be in place working. They can't have them all there. So there may be a little bit of a delay, and we're already seeing that. It's about a three-day delay beyond what you would normally get your products. Like if your products come in 2 days, then it would be coming in 5 days. I'm hearing a little bit of different news across the country. Some people are getting things super fast still, and other people are still having a little bit of a delay. I would just anticipate that there will be a delay getting products. But we will get them, and so business as usual, and just keep plugging along from that perspective. So great question, CJ. Thanks for asking it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other thoughts around, what's going on here? For those of you who are just falling into the call, we're spending the first 15 minutes of the call just doing a check-in, just seeing where everybody's head's at, any concerns people have, any conversation you wanted to have. I want to make sure that we have a place and a forum for everybody to share. I know we've got a lot of folks that are in a place of fear right now out in the world, and I've encouraged us all to continue to be that bright light for people. I have also continued to say that with the number of people expected to get coronavirus, that we will have Shaklee people getting coronavirus. And so if you know of anybody, if anybody on your team gets diagnosed, we want to hear about that as soon as possible. We want to do everything that we can to help support people during this time. as a team, we need to come together from a support perspective. And of course, we're here to learn and teach everybody how to grow businesses and keep our heads in the right place. Is there any other conversation that you guys want to have around what's going on? Any concerns you have? Any questions you have?
Jennifer, it's Laureen.
Hey there.
Good morning. I wanted to just share with the team that the more conversations I'm in the last 10 days, the more I'm realizing, especially with the professionals out there, that they are very open and interested in hearing what we have to say from a health perspective and of course, an income perspective. And, you know, I think it's really important, as you've been saying all along, that we are very mindful about how we introduce things and where the conversation goes. But it's apparent to me that people are really looking for what we have, and I just wanted to share that.
Yes, and I'll second that by sharing with you guys that I did a Zoom grand opening last night. And so for some of you, you might be thinking, gosh, there are people who are opening their business, and they're opening it on, you know, the Sunday when all sorts of things are going on. And actually, it was one of Dana Serrano's team members, and so, Dana, I'll let you share about it after I share here. But it was really interesting. I think we had 10 people show up for the grand opening. People were very supportive. People were in the conversation about health. But they were also in the conversation about business. And once I was done doing the presenting, which for any of you who've had me do a grand opening, you know that I typically try to drop out of the conversation and let the folks who know the people do the closes because they're more closely tied to the people who are there. And so, Dana, you messaged me right after the fact about how many people were asking about the business. So do you want to just say anything about that?
Sure. It's interesting. As soon as everybody was saying goodbye and we were getting off the Zoom, my phone rang right away, and it was one of the participants on the call and just really interested in asking about the business. She currently works 40 hours a week, but she's really interested in she wants to have her own business. And she, during the presentation, it was like she thought, wait, maybe this could be my answer, you know. And so she continued asking questions. I emailed her the dream brochure and the path to get to the quick money overview. But she was very interested. So we booked an appointment with Jennifer to actually go over the whole, you know, how you make money, more details. She was, and I got her bank code too. And so it's funny because she's like a knowledge action number one. So she had trouble figuring out which one, then a blueprint, then a nurture. And it was funny. I could kind of, anyway, so she told me I'm a real cut to the chase type of person. So she was very, but she was just very interested in that. And so that was great.
Thank you, Dana. And that's, so, you know, there are people who are interested in the business right now. And I think if we pull back, we actually do a disservice to people right now, and I think we're in a really tenuous time. You know, we don't want to be posting business or buy Shackley all over Facebook, because we're going to have a lot of people who are going to be upset about that and feel like they're being, you know, marketed to, and that we're taking advantage of the situation. So I think we have to be really careful that we balance what we share, that we come from a helping perspective. Because we cannot say that if people take the Shackley products that they won't get the coronavirus. Because as I've said a couple of times, there will be Shackley people who get the coronavirus. With the number of people expected to get it, there will be Shackley people who get it. The best defense we all have is a strong immune system. And that's really the angle that I have been really talking to people about. I shouldn't say angle, but that's the direction I've been going in with people, is really talking about strengthening the immune system, having foundational nutrients, and just making sure that we give our body the best defense that we possibly can. Now, does that mean that there won't be Shackley people who get sick? No. As I said a couple of times, there will be Shackley people who get the coronavirus. And I keep saying that because I just don't want people to be shocked by that. And at the same token, the best thing that we can do is strengthen our immune system. And if we're out there talking about it, and talking about having the Nutriferon in people's hands and talking to people about using foundational nutrients like our Vitalizer and protein, people will have a fighting chance with their immune system to fight off any types of diseases, bacteria, and viruses. Not just the situation that we're in right now, but just in general, because there's lots of things that are going on out there in the world, not just the coronavirus. For those of you just dropping into the call, we decided that we were going to spend the first 15 minutes here just doing a touch base, just checking in. We had some folks asking some questions about the Growthport Center, and so Growthport is considered essential, and so it will stay open in Ohio, even though Ohio will be going on lockdown tonight, but the Growthport Distribution Center is considered essential. We've been talking a little bit about the fact that there was a grand opening hosted yesterday and people were interested in the business and the products. There were new members signed up. There are people who booked business appointments. And so there's definitely people looking for what we have to offer. Anything else anybody wants to share or ask or make a comment around what's happening right now in the world before we move into our business topic for today?
Jen, it's Lorene again. Just one quick thing. And I know I'm...
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm always a little business top-heavy because I believe in what we have to offer. It was something that I looked for quite some time, so I'm very sensitive to the idea of finding something that could help my family long-term. But we did a call with Tony and Debbie last night. There was 32 people on the call. So it is evident that people are, you know, are searching, and it feels wonderful to be able to provide something. You know, whether the shoe fits or not is up for debate, but at least we're giving people the opportunity.
Right. And I think it's just about being aware of the situation right now and not being, when you're on Facebook, when you're making posts, read it a couple of times. If you're concerned that it might sound opportunistic or that it might be coming across too strong, ask one of your Shackley friends, partners, you know, somebody else to look at it and just give their thumbs up and just say, you know what, I think it sounds great. I got a marketing piece this morning from somebody in my networking group that talked about the top 20 ways to market your business. And I the minute I got the email, I felt uncomfortable with the email. And I felt like it seemed very much that he was focused too much on business. Now, you know, that's just me. Everybody's going to react differently to all of the different things that they're coming in contact with, but I think we have to be aware when we are out there sharing our message and sharing Shackley that we don't come across as being opportunistic and that we don't come across as that there's too much that we have to offer for people and that Shackley products are going to save the world or any of those types of things, because we just have to be cautious with our messaging. I just got a text message from somebody, Lorene, who was asking, how did you get people to the call last night that Tony did? Do you mind just sharing how you invited people to the call last night?
Sure thing. First of all, I made a total commitment to myself that while everybody's hunkered down, I would do my very best to reach out to people and have the conversation. So I was very committed to that. It wasn't an hour in my day. It was several hours, but the commitment was made. And people are answering the phone. And I basically would ask them, you know, how they're doing, you know, how the family is doing. And people would, you know, if you ask people how they are, they're going to let you know, right? So the minute anybody started talking about where they're at financially, I would just simply say, you know, I don't know if this will be of interest to you, but a good friend of mine happens to be a business partner. He's going to be sharing an opportunity in the health and wellness space. And, you know, it might be for you, it might not. I have no idea, but are you open to taking a look? And, I mean, all 32 people were not through me, but it was through the whole entire team. But I will tell you, there was one person that I spoke to. He's a holistic dentist. And... we were talking, and he actually had a commitment, a church commitment last night, a virtual church commitment. And I said to him, Glenn, you know, anything you could do to be on this call tonight, because he expressed that he is looking for something. He was recently diagnosed with diabetes. He lost 35 pounds. He didn't know if he did it the right way. He's looking for health solutions. So I found out all of that in my conversation with him, right? And he said, well, how long is the call? I said, it's 30 minutes. We're very prompt, which is really, really important that, you know, and I know, Jennifer, you're always so impeccable with this, making sure that our commitment to time is honored. So he switched his church commitment to get on the call because he's looking. So it's a matter of us finding out what the needs are, like you always say, and then just seeing, hey, do we have a fit here, and letting them know what we have.
Excellent.
And I did that for several hours, and I had people in the team calling, and, you know, Tony and Debbie are carving out their time to help people, so I wanted to honor that, too. I take that very seriously. I take your time very seriously, and I take Tony and Debbie's time very seriously.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Laureen. Really appreciate that. And I think it's about having things booked to invite people to and then getting on the phone and inviting them. And just because all of us are in, you know, sort of lockdown, I don't know that everybody's in lockdown, but I know I'm in lockdown. A lot of folks are in lockdown. But it doesn't mean that you stop your business. You book Zoom calls. You look at your business differently. And so let's move into now having a little bit of a conversation around the 90-day plan, because a lot of you developed 90-day plans this entire year. So for January through the end of March would be the first 90-day plan. And does the 90-day plan need to shift a little? Well, yeah, probably. It probably does need to shift a little. Now, not necessarily the goal and the end result and where you were going, but we have to shift and be creative about how we're going to get there. Sometimes people throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, my gosh, I'm on lockdown. I can't do business. I've been spending so much time on Zoom and connecting with people. I've actually probably connected with more people over the last week and a half than I had in a long time because so many people were coming out of the woodwork. People are needing that human connection. And so on the phone, FaceTime, Zoom room, all of those things work, but we have to work it. We have to set things up. Now, as a team, I asked Bob Ferguson to record a piece on personal development and mindset, which he did. And then Rick Seymour, who's a master coordinator out in Colorado, is going to do a piece on mindset for our team tomorrow morning. And so I'll be sending the link out for that. And we're going to record these, so if you're not able to get on, don't worry about it. But what I'm trying to do is help us all stay in the right frame of mind. Because if we can keep our heads in the right place, despite what's going on out there, we'll figure out how to keep moving forward. Now, people need what we have, and if anybody here doesn't feel like people need what we have, I want to make sure we have a conversation one-on-one, because I believe it to the depths of my soul that we have a moral obligation to go out there and share Shaklee. Not only are we the number one natural nutrition company, but our products are clean, they're pure, they are proven to help strengthen the immune system. Our products work. They truly work. We've got an amazing opportunity, and there are so many people who are struggling right now, and I think all of you know that, but we've got a lot of businesses, and in Ohio, they, you know, with the lockdown, anything that's non-essential will not be in, people won't be able to work unless they can work from home. And there's a lot of businesses, when you think of massage therapists, you think of tanning salons, you think of yoga studios, gym owners, restaurants, bars, all of those places, the people who worked there are displaced right now. They need what we have. So when you're looking at your 90-day plan, how can you still achieve the goals that you set for yourself within tweaking it? Just tweaking how you get in front of those people. So let me be quiet here and let you guys ask some questions around the 90-day plan and really let's dive into that a little bit here for the last few minutes that we're on the call. So what types of questions do you have or any comments about the 90-day plan or anything else that we've been talking about? Everything's fair game.
Morning, Jennifer, Sharon.
Hey,
so it's interesting. Hey, I was sitting down this morning and just in my time with the Lord just saying, God, I want to be intentional in this time. And it's so easy to get caught up in, like, there's so much to do. I feel that as well. Like, I want to call absolutely everybody. I'm thinking of my customers and these people and those people. And it can get a little crazy. So I just wanted to take time this morning. It's been helpful to just sit down and be intentional. Who am I? What is the mission that God has me on? What products do I need to use? Where would the business opportunity am I telling people? and focusing in there and being very strategic. So like Lorreen was saying, I've been on the phone, like you were saying, and on Zoom, like about Friday and Saturday, like for a long time, hours. And I had to take time off of digital yesterday and just be with my family because it would, like, there's just so much. But I found this morning being intentional. I'm in the fitness industry, and I am reaching out to my fitness people, and I'm asking, how are you doing? What's going on? How do you need anything income-wise, opportunity-wise, product-wise, physically? Like, and do you know anyone who's needing anything? And in the process, it's been very, very interesting just to see and to hear stories and where people are at and the different perspectives. It's opening my eyes. So as I'm looking at my 90-day, just being, I want to be intentional, it's really important, I think, for each of us to find what lane are we running in and run hard and fast in that lane, not trying to do everything, but be very intentional and specific around what we're doing and who we're reaching and why, so that we can reach more people and not just be scattered and be all over the place trying to do too many things. And in that, as we think about not being opportunistic, I was going to say a little earlier, the biggest part in this, I really believe, is from our heart. And when people feel that and feel our concern, like if we get too caught up in the words that we're using, like we need to be intentional and careful in our words, but when we're leading from our heart, I really do believe that people will feel that, and that's really the most important place. Don't get caught too much in the words, but really, how are you feeling in this and toward the people that you're reaching out towards and talking to and seeing on FaceTime or Zoom? And they'll respond. They really, really will. And even if it's, you know, the beginning of a relationship and a new connection with a person you've known from, you know, a while ago, that's a relationship that you've now opened up and had more opportunity in. So those are kind of things for me in my 90. Intention, who am I reaching, why, and how is my heart leading in that space?
Oh, Sharon, that was awesome. Thank you so much. And I really believe you're right. People can tell if you're coming from your heart. They really can. And we feel it. We feel it when we see things on Facebook or we see a message that we get. You can tell where it comes from. Be very intentional. Great information. Who else would like to share?
This is Linda Rica. Thank you very much for going over the availability of products in Groveport and the resources. That was really helpful. And I wanted to say that I got an emailing from Bob Ferguson that Rusty Yost, at his request, had redone an old archive that highlights immunity and how to enhance it and optimize it. And so it's updated for the current time, and Rusty Yost and his wife are both pharmacists. So they're Shackley Distributors for a long time for anyone who's new and doesn't know that, and they're at high level. I don't know what level. You might be able to comment on that. And so that was intending to be part of my plan and outreach to people, because it's an authoritative video from within our company about the science behind healing, not just the perceived social need for healing stuff. It has some science muscle. That said, I wanted to ask a question that you can answer whenever it's appropriate, which is how to address back orders and if there's a new replacement product for the kit that did get back ordered.
Yes, all that. Actually, there was a replacement. Yep, there was a replacement. And so Shackley created a new immune product or a new immunity pack, and Liz, Sue, and I recorded a Zoom recording on that. We just need to get that loaded for folks, and so I know folks are waiting on that. And we just walked through the four products that are in there, which is Vitalizer and Protein, the Optiflora DI, and the Stress Relief Complex. And Shackley will continue to evaluate the back orders. We had Immunity Formula I come off of back order this weekend, and so that's back up and running now. Shackley's doing everything in their power to get all of the back orders up and running as soon as possible.
Great. Thank you.
That's really the place that you want to go, is the product availability report online. And then, Linda, also, thank you for pointing out Rusty and June's fact that they're pharmacists, yet they're key coordinators in the company, and that also goes to Dr. Brouse, who did the coronavirus recording. So there's a couple of recordings that are very specific to what's going on, and that's been loaded over on the Team Glacken Facebook page, the recording for the coronavirus one. from Dr. Brouse. And then, of course, we've got now Rusty and June and the immune system. So make sure if people are asking you questions, if they want information on how to strengthen their immune system, these are tools that we can use. Now, I wouldn't be blasting it out to everybody, but I would definitely, in those personal conversations when somebody is interested in looking, those are the types of things to support. So thanks so much. Who else would like to share? We've got a couple more minutes here. Who else would like to share?
Hi, Jennifer. It's Trista.
Hi.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. I think what everybody's sharing is just amazing. It's been really great.
It sounds like you're far away. Yeah. Take it off of headset.
Yeah. Oh, and I just wanted to say a lot of the people I'm talking to, it's more about listening, really listening at this point, because a lot of times when I do talk to people, I ask how you're doing or how are things going, and they just really want someone to talk to, and I think we're really doing a service to people by reaching out and just saying hello and how are they doing. So this call was absolutely great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to hear that. Any other comments or conversation? Anything else somebody wants to share?
Jennifer,
this is Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, Liz Sue. And I'm just wanting to remind everybody that just take a deep breath. We want to take our jobs really seriously of helping people understand about what Shackley offers, but you can still have fun doing it. It's really, really important that we be a calm, fun face in the storm. And if we go in and we're all serious and we forget that we can be, fun people at the same time and seriousness, we're just not going to help the conversation. We're going to be adding to the stress. So let's be stress relievers, okay?
Great tip, Liz. Thank you. I think I heard somebody else was starting to talk when you started, Liz. Who else wanted to share something before we wrap up here?
It's Laureen, Jen. Liz, thank you for that. I think that's very, very poignant, and it just fits. So thank you for that. I just wanted to say something that I heard Roger say last week, which I thought was just outstanding, that this conversation hasn't changed for the Shackley family. This conversation's been really going on for 100 years, and that's what I love about it, the stability, the foundation, the purity, knowing that we have something, our conversation is solid, it's real, it has value, and it hasn't changed, and it doesn't change through the ups and downs of what happens in the world. It's just how we show up for people.
So true, Laureen. And when you think about the big mission, the mission that Roger was talking about at our last global conference when the Prove It Challenge was launched, the fact that we are on a mission to transform sick care into well care, that's the same conversation that's going on today. It's just very focused, very specifically focused on the sick care that's happening right now, which is the coronavirus. And so we are looking at something that, how do you create foundational nutrients? How do you help somebody have foundational health so that their body is prepared for whatever faces them? That's the one side. That's our product side. And that is a conversation that Shackley has been in since its inception, since Dr. Shackley. I mean, that's who Dr. Shackley was at the core. How do you heal your body naturally? And then, of course, we've got this amazing business opportunity. And we have to learn how to merge those two in this changing world. Every single day, it seems like the conversations are changing. It seems like the stress levels are changing. And if we end up being in lockdown for a while, which could happen for some of the states, we don't know what's going to happen for everybody, we need to continue to be that bright light. We need to continue to be the people offering solutions and helping people through this time. If we do it coming from our heart, it will be genuine, it will be authentic, people will gravitate to it. If we do it coming from how do I make money, that's not going to work. So if you're struggling with your message right now, if you're struggling really with how do I go out and share Shackley despite what's going on, I just want to make sure that everybody just continues to, in the back of your head, to remember that it's all about helping people. If you take the dollar signs out of your eyes and you figure out how to help the person who's in front of you, whether they're on FaceTime, whether they're on Facebook, text messaging, Messenger, or on Zoom, if you just remember you're there to help that person, you will have huge success. So we will continue. I don't know the format that we're going to be in. If we're making any changes to the format, just please, please, please watch the Team Glacken Facebook page. Make sure your teams know. I am still struggling with whether to stay on free conference calling or move over to Zoom, and so I'll be making that decision this week. But we'll let you guys know. And just thank you guys so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want you guys to stay safe out there, stay healthy, and stay in touch. So have a great Shackley day, and we'll talk same time, same place next week. Goodbye, everybody.